visiting teaching is an expression of our discipleship and a way to honor our covenants as we serve and strengthen one another. A covenant is a sacred and enduring promise between God and His children. When we realize that we are children of the covenant, we know who we are and what God expects of us, said Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. His law is written in our hearts. He is our God, and we are His people. As visiting teachers, we can strengthen those we visit in their efforts to keep their sacred covenants. By doing so, we help them prepare for the blessings of eternal life. Every sister in this church who has made covenants with the Lord has a divine mandate to help save souls, to lead the women of the world, to strengthen the homes of Zion, and to build the kingdom of God, said Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. As we make and keep sacred covenants, we become instruments in the hands of God. We will be able to articulate our beliefs and strengthen each other's faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. From the Scriptures, 1 Nephi chapter 14, verse 14, Mosiah chapter 5, verses 5 through 7, chapter 18, verses 8 through 13. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verse 78, Section 84, verse 106. What can I do? 1. How do my covenants strengthen me? 2. How am I helping the sisters I watch over to keep their covenants? From our history, the temple is a place of thanksgiving for all saints, the Lord revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith in 1833. It is a place of instruction for all those who are called to the work of the ministry in all their several callings and offices, that they may be perfected in the understanding of their ministry, in theory, in principle, and in doctrine, in all things pertaining to the kingdom of God on the earth. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 97, verses 13 and 14. Relief Society Sisters in Nauvoo, Illinois, USA, in the early 1840s, helped each other prepare for temple ordinances. In the ordinances of the higher priesthood that Latter-day Saints received in the Nauvoo Temple, the power of godliness was manifest. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 20. As the saints kept their covenants, this power strengthened and sustained them through their trials in the days and years ahead. In the church today, faithful women and men all over the world serve in the temple and continue to find strength in the blessings that can be received only through temple covenants. For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. End of visiting teaching message, honoring our covenants.